This is the North American Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the North American Debrief by Atlas News. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get right into it. In a move signaling heightened regional anxieties, the United States and Japan have named China as a hypothetical enemy in their ongoing military exercise, codenamed Keen Edge. This marks a significant shift from past practices, where a generic placeholder was used to avoid directly pointing fingers. This week-long computer simulation focuses on responding to a potential crisis in Taiwan, a self-governed island that China claims as its own territory. The scenario reflects growing concerns about a potential Chinese invasion, fueled by Beijing's increasing military assertiveness and Taiwan's strong push for independence. While this might seem like a sudden escalation, it's important to remember that both countries already have numerous joint operation plans in place for various contingencies. These plans address potential scenarios like a Taiwan invasion, an occupation of the disputed Senkaku Islands by China, or even a missile attack by North Korea targeting Japan or U.S. military facilities within its borders. So, what's new with Keen Edge? Firstly, it explicitly names China as the potential adversary, highlighting the specific threat perception. Secondly, the exercise simulates a complex Taiwan scenario, allowing both militaries to refine their response strategies and communication protocols. Finally, the results of this exercise will feed into the finalization of a joint operation plan for Taiwan, scheduled for completion by the end of 2024. This exercise also acts as a precursor to the Keen Sword exercise in 2025, where troops from both countries will physically execute the finalized plan. This real-world simulation will further test their preparedness and interoperability. It's crucial to note that these developments carry significant geopolitical implications. While the exercise is purely defensive in nature, it sends a clear message to China about the U.S. and Japan's commitment to Taiwan's security. This could potentially deter Chinese aggression or escalate tensions depending on Beijing's reaction. Moreover, the involvement of Japan is particularly noteworthy. As a U.S. ally with historical baggage with China, its explicit participation underscores the shared concerns about Chinese ambitions in the region. It's important to acknowledge that this situation is complex and fraught with sensitive historical and political realities. While military exercises are essential for ensuring preparedness, they also have the potential to inflame tensions. Moving forward, careful diplomacy and open communication remain crucial to navigating this delicate situation and promoting regional stability. Next, the political gridlock in Washington is once again threatening crucial funding for global hotspots, with a proposed bill containing aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the U.S.-Mexico border facing an uncertain future. Let's dive into the key issues and the current deadlock. This saga began earlier in the year when President Biden proposed a combined package for Israel-Hamas conflict aid, Ukraine assistance, and border security. Since then, months of partisan bickering have stalled progress. Republicans demanded stronger border measures in exchange for supporting the bundled bill, while Democrats countered with their own priorities for allocating the funds. As negotiations dragged on, conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine intensified. Unable to secure congressional approval for Israel's war effort, President Biden resorted to emergency authority to sell tank ammunition. Meanwhile, Ukraine's dwindling artillery stocks raise concerns about its ability to continue its defense against Russia's offensive. Despite the urgency, the current Senate bill faces an uphill battle. While it allocates significant funding for all three areas, $60 billion for Ukraine, $14.1 billion for Israel, and $20 billion for the border, the proposed border security measures remain a sticking point. The bill grants the Department of Homeland Security temporary authority to limit border crossings based on specific thresholds, a provision fiercely contested by Democrats. Even if the Senate passes the bill, its journey through the House seems even more treacherous. House leadership has declared the Senate proposal dead on arrival, preferring a standalone bill for Israel that excludes Ukraine and border funding. President Biden has further complicated matters by vowing to veto any Israel-only package. With elections looming and both parties unwilling to budge significantly, the current impasse seems likely to continue. This potentially delays critical aid to war-torn nations and leaves the U.S.-Mexico border security funding in limbo. It remains to be seen whether compromise can be reached, or if this issue will become another casualty of partisan battles in Washington. Now we dive into the recent U.S. Senate's approval of a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. What does this move signify, and what challenges lay ahead? After months of political wrangling, the Senate, in a 67-32 vote, passed a critical bill providing much-needed assistance to several key allies. Ukraine, the war-torn nation, stands to receive a significant chunk, $61 billion, for military and economic aid. This comes after months of bipartisan support and Ukrainian President Zelensky's personal appeal to U.S. lawmakers. Originally, the aid package was linked to immigration reform, a divisive issue. However, Republican demands for border security changes stalled the bill. Democrats ultimately opted to separate the issues, allowing the aid package to proceed. Notably, some Republicans joined Democrats in approving the measure, highlighting the bipartisan support for assisting Ukraine. The U.S. action follows the EU's $54 billion aid package for Ukraine, showcasing continued international commitment to the country's fight against Russian aggression. However, not all major players share this sentiment. China and Russia, in a recent call, reportedly condemned U.S. interference in Ukraine, raising concerns about potential geopolitical tensions. While the aid package is a positive step, uncertainties remain. With U.S. elections looming in November, securing further aid might be challenging. Additionally, questions linger about the potential for war exhaustion as the conflict drags on. However, both the EU and the U.S. have reaffirmed their dedication to Ukraine, offering a glimmer of hope. The Senate's agenda soon shifts to the contentious issue of immigration reform. This promises to be a complex and potentially divisive process, highlighting the ongoing political challenges within the U.S. The U.S. Senate's approval of the aid package demonstrates continued support for Ukraine and other key allies, yet uncertainties regarding future assistance and ongoing global tensions create a complex and dynamic situation. We'll continue to monitor these developments and bring you insightful analysis. Finally, tragedy struck the Marine Corps community on February 6, 2024, when a CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter conducting a routine training flight tragically went down in San Diego County. This episode of Podcast Name will delve into the details of the accident, explore the lives of the fallen Marines, and examine the ongoing investigation and its broader context. Five brave Marines lost their lives that day. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis, Sergeant Alec Langan, Captain Benjamin Moulton, Captain Jack Casey, and Captain Miguel Nava. Each hailed from different corners of the country, yet they were united by their service and dedication to the Corps. We honor their memory by remembering their individual stories. Lance Corporal Davis, at only 21, had already earned the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal and other accolades. Sergeant Langan, 23, was decorated for his service and dedication. Captains Moulton, Casey, and Nava, all in their late 20s, each held leadership positions and exemplified the spirit of the Marine Corps. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but initial reports indicate challenging weather conditions with low visibility and snow. This raises concerns, as this is not the first fatal CH-53E crash for the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. In 2018, a similar training accident claimed the lives of 4 Marines, prompting investigations and legal action due to suspected faulty aircraft parts. The impact of this tragedy extends far beyond the immediate loss. Families, friends, and fellow Marines grapple with grief and search for answers. The Marine Corps community rallies to support them, offering comfort and solace in this difficult time. As the investigation unfolds, questions regarding potential contributing factors remain unanswered. Was it solely weather-related, or were there underlying maintenance issues? Could pilot error have played a role? Determining the cause is crucial for preventing similar tragedies and ensuring the safety of future flights. This podcast serves not only to remember the fallen Marines, but also to highlight the importance of transparency and accountability. Thorough investigations and open communication are vital for building trust and ensuring the well-being of those who serve. We owe it to them to learn from this tragedy and honor their sacrifice by striving for the safest possible conditions for all those who wear the Marine uniform. This has been your North American Debrief by Atlas News.